practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other born-again Christians. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. This morning, let's begin the program with a song entitled, Christ Returneth.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come.
And as Christians, we look forward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it could happen at any moment. You know, there's not one thing yet that needs to be fulfilled prophetically until the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the clouds of the air and takes those of us who are Christians home to be with him in glory. That is what we refer to as the rapture. And throughout the course of this week here at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference in Altoona, Pennsylvania, we are going to be focusing on looking forward to things to come. I just want to take some time here this morning to remind you that the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference does begin this evening at 6 o'clock. And for many years, we've been having it at the casino here at Lakemont Park. And of course, we know that at Lakemont Park Casino, there's never been a game of chance, but that's just what they call the facility. But since it closed down recently, we have been able to relocate to the Altoona Alliance Church, and we're very, very thankful for the folks at the Altoona Alliance Church for giving us the opportunity to use their facilities for the Bible Conference. And our theme this year is looking forward to things to come. We're going to be having a great lineup of speakers, Dr. David Kistler with Hope Ministries International, Dr. Kevin Callahan with International Partnership Ministries, and Dr. Del Hisong with the Hisong Family Evangelistic and Singing Team. I'm really looking forward to this particular conference because it's going to be prophetic. We're going to be talking about things relative to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the titles that the speakers will be speaking on this week include looking forward to the last days, looking forward to the rapture, looking forward to the rewarding of the saints, looking forward to the marriage of the Lamb, looking forward to the restoration of Israel, and it goes on and on. And I'd like to invite you to come on out and be a part of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock there at the Altoona Alliance Church, 3220 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona, and it goes right on through to Friday evening. Tonight it's at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow through Friday we have two sessions at 4 o'clock and at 7 with a free meal at 5:30 in between. And we're looking forward to having you with us. There will also be a youth rally on Monday conducted by the Binkley family, and of course Kevin Callahan will be speaking at that particular rally. We have CEF, that's Child Evangelism Fellowship, conducting children's meetings with us and for us throughout the course of the week. And so I would encourage you to come on out and bring the entire family. Our missionary guests this week will be Sonny and Manju Abraham, who serve with the Way of Truth Ministries in India. In fact, Sonny is our Southwestern director there in India. And I know that as he shares the Word of God and what God's doing in his ministry in India, you will be blessed. Our conference leader is Dan Kistler. And then, of course, we're going to be having some great musicians. And those musicians are people that many of you are familiar with. Tonight it will be the Nottingham Four Quartet. They've not been in our area too much, but they are a great quartet. You won't want to miss them. And then, of course, tomorrow night is Tom Smith. Tuesday and Wednesday it will be Karen Knight. Thursday and Friday it will be the Hisongs. And we're just looking forward to a great time of fellowship. There will be a men's breakfast on Friday. There will be a ladies' brunch on Thursday. I'll tell you what, we have a full week of schedule of ministry. And I would encourage you to plan on coming out and being a part of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference this week, starting tonight at 6 o'clock and going right through to a Friday evening. And I'll tell you, you'll not want to miss a time. The fellowship will be great. The messages will be practical. The music of ministry will certainly be that which will build you up and honor the Lord. And we're just looking forward to a great time of fellowship. If you have any questions about the Bible Conference, don't hesitate to call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or go to the website, which is www.tcpbc. That's tcpbc.org. And there you'll be able to learn more about the Bible Conference ministry. I might also say that even though the Bible Conference is, in some sense, a part of the sister ministry of the Way of the Faith Baptist Church, which is the Way of Truth Ministries, I also want to encourage you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona at some point in the future. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock. Of course, tonight we'll not be having it here at the church because we will be there at the Altoona Alliance Church for the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. On Wednesday night, we have midweek prayer meeting, Bible study, a time for the youth and children's ministries, a ministry for single moms, and we're very active even on Wednesday nights. And so if we can encourage you and help you in your walk with the Lord here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we'd love to do so. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, right here in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. So, number one, plan on attending the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference throughout the course of this week. And number two, if we can ever serve you spiritually here through the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we would love to do that as well. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together around the radio this morning. And I realize that people are now just getting up and beginning their day, as it were. But it's my prayer that you will lead each and every one of them to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where they can sing the praises unto you, where they can worship you in spirit and in truth, where they can be fed by your word, and where they can fellowship with others of like precious faith. But Father, I also pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it for your intended purpose, that you might be honored and glorified, and we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a song that I know the theme of it is that which we as Christians are looking forward to. It is When We All Get to Heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And now before I deliver a brief message entitled, A Call to Worship the Lord, let's listen to a good old song that I know many of us enjoy. It's entitled, Sweet Beulah Land. And by the way, this will be sung by the Hillsongs, who, of course, is one of the music ministry team that we'll be having with us at the Bible conference this week. Sweet Beulah Land.
I'm kind of I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken. I'm looking now, just across the river to where my faith shall end in sight. There's just a few more days to
Songs, who will be with us at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference this week and be singing actually on Thursday and Friday evenings. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to heaven. There have been different times in the course of my life where in thinking about heaven, I actually got homesick for heaven, wanting to see the Lord and others who've gone on before us. And that's what we as Christians can look forward to. When this life is over, we'll go to be with the Lord in heaven. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me to Psalm 96 this morning, and I'd like to read with you verses 1 through 5 and then make some comments on that passage. I would encourage you to take some time today, if you can, to read the entire psalm, because the entire psalm is really a call to worship the Lord. But notice what it says in verses 1 through 5. Psalm 96, 1 through 5, where the Word of God says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." That's Psalm 96, verses 1 through 5. And again, as I said, take some time today when you can to read that entire psalm. It's only 13 verses, but it would be a blessing and a challenge to you. You know, the thing that we need to be reminded of is the fact that God is so great that he deserves our highest praise and sincere worship. Do you believe that? That he is so great that he deserves our highest praise and sincere worship. And that's what we find here in Psalm 96. Now, the background of Psalm 96 is quite interesting because it is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 when King David brought the Ark of the Covenant, which is a type of Christ, the Messiah. He was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back into the place that he made for it there in the city of Jerusalem. He was excited about doing this, and so he was focusing on God. He was exalting God. He was calling upon all of Israel to worship the Lord. And I would encourage you also to take some time to read down through that 1 Chronicles chapter 16 passage. But as we look at these verses that I've just read with you, there are two things we see that I want to highlight. Number one, there is the call to worship the Lord, verses 1 through 3, and then there is the cause to worship the Lord. First of all, There is the call to worship the Lord in verses 1, 2, and 3. And there are four things we see there, that when it comes to worshiping the Lord, we can do it and should do it in a fourfold way. Number one, by singing unto the Lord a new song. You see that there in verse 1. It says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Now, when it's telling us here to sing unto the Lord a new song, that doesn't mean just to go out and find a new song that has been written that you might be able to sing it. I mean, that's fine too. But in reality, it's talking about having a relationship with God that is a fresh, constantly growing relationship. In other words, on a consistent basis, we should be growing in the Lord so that every day we give him new praise, not the same old praise, but new praise for who he is, what he has done, and how he's working in our life. Secondly, we are to worship the Lord by blessing the Lord's name through exhortation and praise. We see that in the first part of verse 2, where it says, "Sing unto the Lord." Sing unto the Lord. And then it goes on to say in that passage of Scripture that we are to exalt him, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But you see, when it says, "Sing unto the Lord and bless his name," it means that we are to be talking about his greatness. As you and I go throughout the course of life, we should not keep who God is and what he's done in our life as a secret. We should talk about his greatness. We should bless his name. We should do everything that we can to tell others about him. And so don't keep God a secret. Let others know who he is. Thirdly, as we worship the Lord, we do so by showing his salvation daily. The second part of verse 2 of Psalm 96 says, "Show forth his salvation from day to day." Let others know what God can do in their life. You know, that concept of salvation means to be delivered from sin. And through God's work, he has made it possible that we might be delivered from sin through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should show his salvation to others so that others can have a relationship with him as well. And then number 4, we can worship the Lord by declaring his glory to all. Verse 3 says, "Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people." You see, we have a relationship with the Lord that really is a blessing to us. We shouldn't keep that to ourselves, but we should share it with others as well. So let's worship the Lord by singing unto him a new song, by blessing his name through exaltation and praise, by showing his salvation daily, and by declaring his glory to all. Secondly, we look at the cause to worship the Lord. Why should we worship the Lord? Well, notice what it says in verse 4 of Psalm 96, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." God is great in his creation, in his character, in his condition. Everything that God does is great. And therefore, he is greatly to be praised, which simply means that he desires us to honor him and glorify him. And he wants all people around the world to glorify him. And so you and I who know God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ should truly praise him and honor him and worship him because he deserves it, because of his great creation, his great character, and his great condition. And not only is God great and greatly to be praised, but he is also to be feared above all. As it says here in our passage of Scripture in verse 4, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." By the way, there are no other gods in the whole universe. We know that. But when the Bible tells us that our God is to be feared, that means that because of his power, because of his greatness, we ought to respect and honor and glorify him. And so I trust that today that you will worship the Lord, not just because this is Sunday, but on a consistent basis. Get to know who God is, what God expects, how God operates, through a growing understanding of his word and through a growing relationship with him, and you'll begin to understand his greatness. Then give him the honor and the glory and the praise that is due his name. This is the day that the Lord has made. Every day is a day that the Lord has made. And every day that you and I live, if we know Jesus Christ as Savior, we should take that day to worship him, to exalt him, to lift him up, for there is no other God. If you do not know God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to call upon His name today and be saved. And then as a Christian, make the praising and the glory and the honoring of God something that you do every day in your life. And watch how you'll be blessed, God will be exalted, and you'll have the opportunity even to share who God is with others. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Go to church, and then I hope to see you throughout the course of this week at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.